Eric Vaughn has an ankle sprain. Just to go through the schedule, we won't hit the practice field till Friday. So I can't really tell you if he's going to go on Friday or not. But they feel that he has a chance to practice on Friday.
Mike, in terms of putting your schedule together this week and I guess next, who have you called or talked with about, who have you consulted to try and make sure you do it right?
Well, there's a number of administrative things that you really do ahead of schedule. I haven't called any one person specifically. I had a few coaches reach out to me, so I'll bounce some ideas off them. I have the schedule in place, preparing to be in this game. So we're going to just take the first couple of days to give the players and the coaches and everybody involved to get all their planning and administrative responsibilities done there Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday is just going to be a Monday for us. So Wednesday will be a Monday, and our practice structure will be exactly the same. Wednesday we'll be on Friday, and then we'll leave for Dallas on the following Monday. So a week from today. So we'll leave for Dallas, and that'll kind of serve as a Saturday schedule. And then with the media day down there on Tuesday, and then we'll pick back up and get on an abbreviated Wednesday schedule.
Mike, there's a two-parter about playing your hometown team in the Super Bowl. You're probably aware there's a lot of managers and coaches from Wisconsin who have Pittsburgh ties. They've been very successful. And I was wondering, if there's a comfort or familiarity and what the whole Pittsburgh experience did for you to this point.
Well, I'm not sure what you just asked me there, Mike.
Well, just a second part of me, Mike.
Well, I mean, Pittsburgh is obviously a big part of who I am, and my family's still back there. I think this is going to be a very unique experience for everybody. Half my coaching staff has either played in Pittsburgh or is from Pittsburgh, so there'll be a lot of storylines from that perspective. But, one thing we talked about as a coaching staff and we'll continue to talk about as a football team, we're not preparing for Super Bowl 45. We're preparing to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in a football game, and that's what we need to stay focused on. They're an excellent football team. Obviously, they've had a lot of success. They're a veteran team, an experienced team. This is not their first go around. They'll definitely been through this experience before, where we have not. We understand that, but we're going to stick to our approach, and that's the way we're going to face it. And I think the fact that I'm from back there, it's neat. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan growing up. They're my second favorite team. I thought it was awesome to have Terry Bradshaw present the Halas Trophy in the locker room. Personally, I got a charge out of that. Terry was obviously the quarterback in my youth during the 70s when they won the 4 Super Bowls. So, but trust me, I'm a Green Bay Packer, and it's important for us to bring the Lombardi Trophy back home.
What problems does Roethlisberger present?
Dynamic football player, Roethlisberger. I tell you, he's really loved him when he was coming out, and he is very gifted at extended plays. I mean, it's something that when you look at Ben and you look at Aaron, they have a unique ability to play in the pocket and play out of the pocket. Roethlisberger can make all the throws inside the pocket, and then, particularly when things break down, just once again extend the plays. He's a world champion. He's been to this game twice. He has 2 Super Bowls under his belt. So he definitely makes that offense go.
What did you draw from the last time these two teams played in the personnel, and they play a little bit both sides, but can you draw anything?
We'll watch the game. It's something that will be part of our preparation, but they're a different team last year. They had some injuries last year when we played in Pittsburgh. We also had some injuries going into that game. It's going to be on a different surface, so but we'll look at that game, and there'll be a lot of carryover, though, because I think if you walked in their defensive huddle, it would sound a lot like our defensive huddle, and both teams have the ability to be explosive. The special teams, Al Evers, I think, does an excellent job with their special teams. I've worked with Al in New Orleans, so this is going to be a game that's going to come down to one team's going to really have to play at a very high level to win this football game.
Mike, that's a guy like that. I'm just in the background. Can you talk about what it's been like to work with him and what
It, it, Ted Thompson is the easiest guy in the world to work with because he's so consistent. He's perfect for a first-time head coach. He was for me, definitely, because he's the same person every day. Doesn't make emotional decisions. Has a plan, sticks to his plan. Has the strength to stick to the plan even through the storms. So he's once again, he's a leader of our football operations. He's why this team is in the shape that it's in and why the future looks so bright. But you would never want to have a better partner for a GM head coach relationship, in my opinion, because you know what you get every day, and that's important. He's very gifted at personnel evaluation. I think that's obvious. He stays true to that. I don't know if there's another GM that's on the road as much as Ted. He's out there every week. And when he selects a player in a draft, that it's someone that's well researched. So I have great respect for Ted Thompson.
Mike, I don't want to revisit the farm thing in any way. I just want.
Well, let's not do it then.
I just want to ask you about Ted specifically after what he went through. The fan base was kind of divided. Obviously, he took a lot of grief. A lot of people were very critical of him. Did you see that affect him in any way? And how disappointing was that for you to see, given your relationship with him, and I'm sure how much you like him on a personal level?
Well, I think that's a big part of our business. We have a plan. Unfortunately for the media, we don't have the probably it's not in the best interest for us to put every decision, every conversation out there in the public. And I understand how passionate our fan base is. So we're at that particular situation. There was a lot that was out in the public, but I think it truly shows the strength of Ted to stick to his guns, stay the course. We stayed with the plan. We made a decision based on what we felt was the best interest of the Green Bay Packers, and we never budged off it. It wasn't popular. It wasn't fun at times, but we felt it was the right decision, and I think while we're standing today talking about it, proves it was the right decision.
Mike, you mentioned the personnel evaluation and then getting guys to step in for players that have been injured. That obviously plays a role. How much of it is also cultural in terms of maybe what you do or what the organization does and getting guys in the mentality to do that?
Well, that I think it's how you piece it all together. I mean, it's to me, when we talked about building a program, you have player acquisition, you have player instruction, and you have player, player finance. Those three categories have to come together, and we have that in place. I think culture, everything you do has to be about your culture. You make sure you have the right individuals in the locker room, make sure you have the right support people touching that locker room, and be the best that you can be. Be experts in your particular position. Make sure everybody has a clear understanding what their responsibility is, what their role is, and that's in place. And once again, Ted's the head of the football operations, and he makes the tough key decisions, and he's a big reason why we're all standing here today.
Mike, did Sam Shields really step up yesterday? What does it say about this defense that every week it seems like there's a different kind of star of the show?
Well, I can't say enough about the defensive players, the defensive coaching staff, but Dom Capers. You talk about being on the same page, players clearly understanding what the responsibilities stepping up and making plays. There's no thinking involved. The communication is smooth. They're out there playing football, and I think it speaks volumes when you could take a young man like Sam, bring him into your program, and he's now playing football. He's not thinking about his assignments. He's recognizing routes. He's playing at top speed, and he puts himself in a position to make those plays. And then ultimately, the credit goes to Sam because he had a huge day for us down there in Chicago with the two big interceptions and the sack.
Mike, you guys talked a lot in the preseason about going to the Super Bowl. How you faced the expectation? I mean, obviously the path didn't turn out probably the way you imagined, but was it meaning you got sick to actually get there?
I'm sorry, I didn't sit here the first part of your question.
So the way you guys talked about Super Bowl expectations in the preseason, to make it a reality, even though the path probably wasn't what you imagined the way it would be, what does it mean to you guys to make that a reality?
Well, you really have no control of the path. I mean, that's part of the deal. I mean, every season is different. You just try to keep it on the road. So, our particular path this year, in hindsight, has made us a stronger football team. It's shaped us in a different way. We've had the opportunity really to play five playoff games going into this Super Bowl, so I think that really helps us. We feel like we're a razor-sharp team as far as the level of play that we've been bringing to the table here the last month. So we knew we were a good football team when we come out of training camp. We knew we'd have an opportunity to be a part of this. And, you know, things sometimes go your way, sometimes they don't. But I think it speaks volume about the men in the locker room, the character, everybody keeping an eye on their target. And, you know, and really coming down to the New York Giants game, that's the one thing that we just kept reiterating to our players. All of our goals are still in front of us. We didn't need any help. And I think it really helped our guys stay focused, stay on point. And, you know, the Giant victory there at home was big. And then we were able to, you know, run the next four in a row. So. Just really part of the shaping of a football team.
Why has Aaron Rodgers been so good this year?
Well, I mean, Aaron's he's a special athlete. I mean, he can do everything he asks at the quarterback position. Can make all the throws. Very smart. Has great command of a very versatile offense. He has a lot of responsibility at the line of scrimmage. You know, he's in sync with his perimeter players. I mean, you could just see that just on a daily basis. I get to witness it as far as the communication and the meeting time and the way they discuss routes, you know, how the defenders are playing them and so forth. And, you know, I think you're just seeing the maturation of a great, great quarterback on a high-powered offense.
I mentioned him here earlier, kind of remind us, and he's only in his second year in this league. Do you ever find yourself thinking that he's only in his second year in the NFL and the types of plays he makes at the right time?
Well, I mean, Clay's you know, very gifted young man. He's off to an incredible career, but it is special what he's accomplished, you know, statistically, the first 2 years, and that's really the beauty of, you know, with all these guys being so young. We have an opportunity to be a very good football team for a long time, but you know, Clay Matthews brings an intensity, a motor, a passion to our defense that's just contagious. So I'm glad he's a Green Bay Packer.
Was there any sense of validation when you get to the Super Bowl for the first time, just from your standpoint?
Really haven't thought much. Validation hasn't really crossed my mind. I'm just focused on winning, because that's all that matters right now. It's nice that people say nice things about you today and so forth, but I really don't spend a whole lot of time with that thought process, but we need to win the game.
I'm sorry. Is there anybody in particular you call upon for advice for how to handle these next couple of weeks?
Not really. I mean, a lot of those conversations have really already gone on. I mean, this is something that, you know, personally that I've been preparing for. That I've always had the schedule in place, what I would do when we got to this point. You always need to adjust it based on maybe the health of your team or if something changes that's out of your control. So, you know, a lot of those conversations have already taken place.
Anything about the Steelers organization you admire, just the way they go about their business? And do you think a lot of NFL teams model after them because of their success?
Well, just one thing, you know, I know for sure growing up there and that now, you know, being in the NFL for a number of years, you just always admire the consistency of the Rooney family. Their approach that never changes. They've been running the same defensive system for, you know, almost 20 years, so they just have so much consistency how they acquire personnel, how they treat their players, you know, how their organization is ran, and I think that's a huge part of their success.
Mike, you talked about planning for Super Bowl week in advance. Mm-hmm. How far are we talking? How long do you know?
I don't know. Quite some time. I mean, I was in the position in 07 to prepare for a Super Bowl ahead of time, so for a number of years.
Mike, what did you think about that play that B.J. Raji made yesterday?
I loved it live. I was real fired up about it this morning when I watched it on film. I didn't realize he had the ball hanging out there at the 10-yard line. That wasn't that's not what you're looking for. But I mean, it's just a great individual play. I mean, you know, Dom had him on a spy technique, and you know, he jumps in front of the ball, and the quarterback never saw him. But just, you know, just to catch and show his athletic ability, and you know, the dance is a little bit desirable too. So he got two minuses on that play. Like I said, he got two minuses on the play. Yeah, one for holding the ball and one for his dance.
Mike, Donald Driver said earlier that he feels like right now no one can beat us but ourselves. How confident do you sense your team is right now?
Oh, we're very confident, and it's been building every week. You know, when we come out of that Giants game, that was probably one of our better performances of the year. And, you know, to beat Chicago at home and then go to Philadelphia for, you know, three road wins is, as you know, is huge, especially in playoff football. So the confidence has just been building. If you talk about validation, Mike, that's the one validation we've had as a football team. We've always felt that we had an opportunity to be a great team. We get an opportunity to achieve greatness here in 2 weeks. But we haven't lacked for confidence that really all year. And as long as the goal has always stayed in front of us, I never felt that our confidence ever wavered.
Mike, in the first half this year, you guys went up and down the field. The second half struggled a little bit. What changed? And also, did the shot that Rodgers took have anything to do with a little bit of the struggles in the second half?
Well, really, what changed offensively, really for me, was the second series. You know, the first series went exactly the way you'd like it to go, and it was the plan, obviously, going into the game. We lost Chad Clifton on the touchdown, the first touchdown that Aaron scored on down there, and then the play calling changed. You know, we had TJ in there on Peppers, and you know, there were some things that we backed off of. But we were still able to move the ball effectively there in the second quarter. You know, really the turnover before the half and the turnover in the third quarter were the two plays that probably kept Chicago in the game. I felt we had a chance to get them on the ropes and potentially get the score to a three-score game. I think the outcome would have been more different. It's a credit to their defense and to them as a football team for, you know, really hanging in there and fighting, because that's, you know, they're a gritty team playing at home. And but we never really got back on course, you know, after that third quarter. But you know, I really like the way we came out. But Chad's Clifton's injury definitely changed it a little bit for me. But I thought Chad did a good job responding, coming back out and playing in the second half. I thought he did a good job.
Michael's Aaron okay this morning after taking?
Aaron's fine. Yeah, he's smiling. He's happy. He's kind of Super Bowl tickets, so he's in good shape.
Mike, his shoulder was okay too, because he had hit pretty hard on the touchdown run when he got the final one.
He's sore. I mean, I think every NFL player, especially any quarterback, that's playing this time of year, he's got some bumps and bruises.
You talked earlier about shields and just being able to just play. But you do a lot of things defensively. Dom just happened to tell people it's still complex situations and put guys in matchups where they don't feel like they have to process all that much. Can you talk a little bit about?
I mean, Dom Capers is clearly probably the most detailed coach that I've been around. You may be as detailed as him, but there's nobody that's more detailed in Dom's approach as far as his teaching and his organization with the defensive staff and the players. And that's one component of a great teacher. I mean, he's obviously a great teacher. We're in the second year of the defense. You can just see the improvements we made from year one to year two. And you got to give a lot of credit to Joe Witt. Joe Witt's done an excellent job with the corners, and you know, he's been hard on Sam from day one, and it's definitely paying off. So excellent coaching going on there. And but once again, I mean, you got to give Sam the credit. He's taking full control of this opportunity. He's doing a heck of a job.
Mike, do you use this week to get in all your game plan, or are you someone who maybe saves a little bit?
We'll be ready to play. When we get on the plane Monday, we'll be ready to play the game. This will be a normal week for us. So.
Mike, it seems almost unheard of for a team to go through an entire season and not have trailed by more than 7 points in any game. What do you attribute that to?
I think it says a lot about our football team, everything involved in it. We've had a number of victories that were significant. We had a significant victory against the number one seed there in Atlanta. But on the other side of it, you know, like you've already stated, we kept it close. We're a very, very competitive team. We handle adversity so much better compared to last year. That was a major emphasis for us in the off season. So, it's just really the confidence and the level that we're playing at as a team.
Where the individual didn't handle it the way he should have, or do you leave that behind and
Well, I mean, you use your off season to establish teaching tapes and how you're installing for the next year. We do a lot of our work in March and April that in past years with the off season program that you're able to get into the hands of the players as early as March. You know, so just identifying what you think you need to work on as far as the things that have gone wrong in the past year and trying to make them into positives, but more importantly, maintaining their strengths. I think that's important anytime you're developing a football team.
What about Tim Estay? How has he been able to take his game to another level?
Well, he may be the most improved player on our team. I mean, if you want to look at how the beginning of the season, just from a pure production standpoint, Tim was huge in the Chicago game twice now. I mean, that's something that has been a very big strength of Chicago. You look at their victories on their special team production has factored in so many of their wins this year. Really, I know in my time here that they've given us fits on special teams. But Tim has really changed that for us the last two games. I thought his punting was exceptional again. And it was a big factor in trying to keep Devin Hester out of the game.
Your strongest memory growing up?
Well, really, just Pittsburgh, the 70s, just championships, period. I mean, we were the city of champions. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers won 4 Super Bowls. The Pirates won World Series in 71, 79. Pitt won a national championship in 76. And then, I went back to the University of Pittsburgh as a coach in 89, and 92. And then the Penguins were winning Stanley Cups. So, got a lot of great memories, just as far as Pittsburgh goes, particularly with sports.
Do you think the Super Bowl experience is meaningful?
Oh, it's meaningful, but we're aware of it, and we're just gonna we understand that we haven't been there before, and that's something we'll talk about and make sure expectations and responsibility is very clear for everybody.
Mike, most of us are gonna write Pittsburgh stories about you this week, or next week. When Ted made the comment, and we teased him a little bit about that, in the introductory press conference about Pittsburgh macho, what do you take that to mean? And, I mean, there is a definite thing about folks from Pittsburgh, isn't there? There is a toughness there.
Probably the way I talk, you make fun of me on the radio all the time, so it's maybe that's it. That's what my sources tell me. My unnamed sources, excuse me. But
I'm glad they're listening.
I think the one is over here, but I don't know about that. After that,
Yinzer
talk like this, Yinzer. He wishes he was a Yinzer. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, I think Pittsburgh. I'm proud of my hometown. I grew up the right way, so. It'll be a neat experience.
Mike, do you know what uniforms you're going to wear there?
Yes, we're going to wear the green jerseys, so we're excited about that.
Any particular reason?
We're the home team, is my understanding. And we obviously prefer to wear the green, too, so. But we're the home team.
Is that it?
Thank you.
Does it feel like you thought it was going to feel the weekly? I mean, you wanted, obviously, as a head coach, you want to coach the Super Bowl. Does this week feel like it's what you expected it to be?
It will, I get some sleep. It hasn't started yet, but it's going to be a great week. Trust me, we're going to enjoy it, but once again, it's a football game. I think it's very important for our football team to stay in tune with that.